From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. A shocking indictment for Atlantic City's mayor, an historic racetrack is closing in New Jersey, and a woman beaten with a pizza. Those are the stories that had you talking last week. We begin with the mayor of Atlantic City and his wife, who is also the school superintendent. Both have now been indicted on charges of child abuse. Police allege Marty and Laquetta Small beat and abused their teen daughter, including knocking her unconscious with a broom handle. The power couple were arrested last week, their home raided by police. They repeatedly said this is a private family matter. Now they'll have to answer the charges in court. Governor Murphy has suggested Mayor Small may want to consider resigning. He is refusing to do so. A female corrections officer in Monmouth County is in a lot of trouble after a wild fight was caught on video in Atlantic City. It was a melee that involved one victim getting whacked with a full pizza box.
Freehold resident Keila Diaz has been a corrections officer for about 10 years, but is now suspended without pay, according to the Monmouth County Sheriff's Office. Diaz and Damian Pinheiro of Hazlitt both have been charged with aggravated assault after the confrontation Sunday at the Quarter at Tropicana. Barstool Sports shared a video clip to X from the 3 a.m. brawl, which involved a full pizza box being slammed on a victim. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
There was shock and sadness and anger after the surprise announcement the historic Freehold Raceway will close up shop at the end of this year.
The track's general manager, Howard Bruno, says it was an extremely difficult decision, considering the track's almost 200-year history in Monmouth County. But, quote, unfortunately, the operations of the racetrack cannot continue under existing conditions, and we do not see a plausible way forward. The track will complete its 2024 schedule, but is working with the State Racing Commission and local officials on, quote, items related to the closure. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's First News is now on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe to have it included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on our mobile app, and it'll be sent right to your phone. Public colleges and universities in New Jersey would no longer be able to hike tuition any more than 2% in a single year. That's under legislation from Assemblyman Cody Miller. He says now we're seeing increases as high as 6%.
That's a student laptop. That's meals for a few months. That's significant for a family who's, you know, just barely making it.
Separate legislation introduced earlier this year says a public college must freeze a student's tuition at their first year rate. People are still moving into New Jersey every year, but not at the same rate as they're moving out. An analysis of IRS data shows the Garden State lost more than 20,000 tax filers over a 12-month period.
That loss correlates to about $5.3 billion in adjusted gross income that's no longer being taxed here. Michelle Sikirka, head of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, says that's all money that could go to areas such as education and infrastructure.
And so you wonder why we have a budget crisis every year. This is a great thing to point to and say, if we could just fix this, we could be generating a heck of a lot more money to our general fund.
An analysis by the Tax Foundation finds New Jersey's net loss of adjusted gross income is the fourth highest among the states. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Are rich towns safer in New Jersey? Data analysis from GoBankingRates.com suggests that's the case, listing the six New Jersey towns that are among the richest and the safest in the U.S. All of the towns have a median household income over $250,000 a year, and most have average home values over $1 million. They also have among the lowest crime rates: Ridgewood, Westfield, Glen Ridge, Haddonfield, Summit, and Chatham. Where's the beef? Police say it was being stolen by thieves who have their eyes on high-value goods in the Garden State.
State police say that meat, alcohol, and seafood have been primary targets of an organized criminal operation along the New Jersey Turnpike. According to officials, four suspects from Philadelphia have been arrested for their alleged connection to the criminal activity as a result of Operation Beef Bandit that's been running for the past 2 months. The crew is apparently responsible for a series of 9 burglaries at Turnpike service areas and breaking into trailers, even while some of them were occupied. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Organized retail crime is the target of new legislation in the Garden State. Senator Holly Schapese says other states have cracked down on these coordinated smash and grabs. And now more crime is filtering into New Jersey as a result.
It's become a very robust criminal enterprise. And we're seeing these groups come in and hitting the same stores.
The measure upgrades penalties for repeat offenders and the leaders of these crime rings. The fate of one of the most storied ocean liners ever to sail the Atlantic remains in limbo for years. The SS United States has sat rusting at a dock in Philly. There have been several failed attempts to restore her. A payment dispute over dock fees remains embroiled in the federal courts. There seemed to be a deal to sell the ship to Okaloosa County, Florida, where she would have been sunk to become the world's largest artificial reef. The Philly dock owner still demanding $3 million in rent payments. And a judge must now decide if and who is going to have to pay it. The SS United States still holds the record for the fastest Atlantic crossing, a record that has stood for 70 years. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content's available anytime, on demand. Just go to nj1015.com and click On Demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News, live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey at 6 with Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.